Elaine is the remote.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern won a landslide victory in New Zealand's general election Saturday. She has gained an unprecedented outright majority, and with it, the chance to implement her and her party's reform agenda. With two-thirds of the vote counted, her center-left party is forecast to take 64 seats in the 120-member parliament. No leader has achieved an absolute majority since New Zealand adopted a proportional voting system in 1996, which led to a succession of multi-party governments. While the count has not been finalized, the figures were enough for opposition leader Judith Collins to concede after phoning Ardern. Her Conservative National Party was expected to take around 35 seats in what appears to be its worst result in nearly 20 years. Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha says he's not quitting. After tens of thousands of anti-government protesters defied a ban on demonstrations, and he warned them not to persist. The ban on gatherings of more than five people was imposed early on Thursday after nearly 3 months of protests that have called for a reduction in the powers of Thailand's king, as well as for the removal of Prayuth. Protesters defied the ban and staged one of the biggest demonstrations in Bangkok on Thursday evening. "I'm not quitting," Prayuth told reporters after an emergency cabinet meeting. "The government must use the emergency decree. We have to proceed because the situation became violent. It's being used for 30 days or less if the situation eases." This is all the Prayuth speaking. Protesters say the removal of Prayuth, who first took power in a 2014 coup, saying that he engineered last year's election to keep hold of power. He says the election was fair. Protesters also want a new constitution to replace one drafted under military rule.